Hartnecker. A plane bound from Boston to Los Angeles made an emergency landing in Syracuse, New York, after reporting an engine problem. Jeff McKay says for passengers, it turned into a marathon spanning 2 days.
Delta Flight 2531 took off before 6 p.m. Friday, heading to Los Angeles. It was diverted to Syracuse after the pilot reported an issue with one of the engines, landed safely at about 7:30 Friday evening. Then the passengers and crew of the Boeing 757 had to endure a seven-hour delay before Flight 2531 resumed its trip to L.A. For passengers, that normal six-hour flight on Friday will be over 13 hours, ending on Saturday.
President Trump says he doesn't think he'll be impeached, but if he is, he'd welcome the opportunity to hear witnesses defend him in a Senate trial on whether to oust him from office. Some cryptic Twitter messages by former National Security Advisor John Bolton have Washington buzzing. He is honoring a White House order to not testify for now. However, Bob Costantini reports Bolton's fresh tweets give the impression he has a lot to say about the Ukraine matter after witnesses described him as upset about it all.
One of his first messages proclaiming his online liberation, John Bolton writing, "Since resigning as National Security Advisor, the White House refused to return access to my personal Twitter account. Out of fear of what I may say," the White House Friday responded, "there was no such shutdown of the man whose name came up repeatedly in the impeachment testimony as having direct knowledge of how Rudy Giuliani and others were pressuring Ukraine for investigations."
We have regained control of the Twitter account. Twitter detached the White House software.
Bolton has been ordered by White House lawyers to not testify in a claim of executive privilege. One of his tweets concludes, "Stay tuned." Bob Costantini, Washington.
And I'm Barton Eckert.
When your toaster takes 2, 3, and even 4 minutes to toast, it sucks out all the moisture. Even worse, it sucks out the flavor. Bye-bye, dry, tasteless toast. Toast that gets stuck. Toast that takes forever, which is especially frustrating in those hotel buffet lines. We've solved all these annoying problems. My brilliant team and I at Revolution Cooking just created the world's first high-speed smart toaster. Friends say, "Kristen, you've started a revolution." With its sleek design and easy-to-use touchscreen, select your level of toastiness, hit start, and it quickly delivers toast that's crunchy outside, yet moist and incredibly flavorful inside. It's toast like you've never tasted before. The Revolution Toaster is so smart, it knows exactly how long to toast everything from bagels to frozen waffles. It's the perfect gift. Williams-Sonoma is even showcasing our toaster in their holiday catalog. See the speed. Taste the difference.
Go to starttherevolution.com, type in promo code Radio 1 to save 20% and get free shipping. That's starttherevolution.com and promo code Radio 1. Join my revolution at starttherevolution.com.
Even before Thanksgiving, one turkey in Wisconsin has been getting some attention. More from correspondent Scott Carr.
The beginning was get away from the truck, but now I'm not even speaking to him.
Waukesha County, Wisconsin mail carrier Jeff Burns says he can't bring himself to call it a dirty bird.
Oh, it's Thanksgiving. I can't say he's annoying.
But in the suburban neighborhood where he works, a wild turkey's been faithfully following his mail truck house to house every day since the summer, and it continues.
But over the last month, he's acquainted himself quite well with the truck, and now it's started to follow me.
Burns says he has an air horn if needed to scare it away, but hasn't felt the need to use it yet.
He did startle me one time last week when I was coming back to the truck. Got real close to my face.
I'm Scott Carr.
On Wall Street on Friday, stocks closed up across the board. I'm Barton Eckert.
I'm Chris Riccobono, founder of UNTUCKit. We started UNTUCKit because we couldn't find shirts that look good untucked. That's why we created the perfect untucked shirt so guys can look sharp and feel casual. UNTUCKit shirts fall at just the right length. We have 50 fit combinations, so tall, short, slim, and bigger guys of all ages can look great in UNTUCKit shirts. Try the original untucked shirt at one of 75 UNTUCKit stores or at untuckit.com.
Use promo code RADIO for 20% off your first purchase.
Sometimes, traffic keeps us trapped in our vehicles for longer than we'd like. It's hard to be stuck in the car for an hour, much less for weeks at a time. But sadly, many families right here in our community call their cars home. Wouldn't it be nice to help them find an apartment, or a bed, or even a shower? Well, you can, by giving to the Salvation Army, where every donation fights for good. Visit givewestwood.org now to help fund housing assistance initiatives for our neighbors most in need.
An earlier accident on northbound 270 before Maryland 28 on the slip ramp to go on to the main lanes from the local lanes. That accident has been cleared to the shoulder. All of your travel lanes are now open. No other issues or problems to report around the major interstates this morning. So far, the Beltway moves at a good pace through Maryland and Virginia. Keep in mind there is a ramp closure. The ramp from the southbound Fairfax County Parkway to go southbound on 95 is closed for the weekend for stormwater pipe repair work.
Every game, home and away, all season long, your Washington Redskins are on. WMAL. The Burgundy and Gold head to Detroit to tame the Lions. Can the Skins get a win at Ford Field?
It is the showstopper, Ryan Kerrigan. Sack number two here in the first quarter.
Redskins, Lions. Coverage starts Sunday at noon. Your home for Redskins football all season long.
Oh, Redskins touchdown.
105.9 FM. WMAL.
Amy!
Okay, Kevin, I'm here as a friend, but also as a professional. I need to inspect your Wi-Fi network security.
Well, we have Xfinity XFi, so we know when devices are protected from threats.
Okay, smarty pants. Let's see if you know everything that's connected and protected, shall we?
Okay.
This smart speaker?
Connected and protected.
This baby monitor?
Connected and protected.
Okay, but what about this?
Amy, that's a ferret.
What? Oh, hello.
With Xfinity XFi, if it's connected, it's protected. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $34.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. Now with even more download speed. Plus, ask about enhanced security for safer browsing and more. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Ends 12-8-19. Restrictions apply. New performance internet customers only. Equipment, taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Who says you have to put a real estate sign in your yard to sell your house? Or put a lockbox on your door? Or hold an open house? Did you know that only 1% of homes sell from an open house? Why not try one of our strategies and sell your home quietly? No preparation to sell, and you get the best price possible. At the Eric Stewart Group at Long & Foster, we combine old-world strategies and new technologies to sell your house fast and for top dollar. Call us today at 1-800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Sometimes, traffic keeps us trapped in our vehicles for longer than we'd like. It's hard to be stuck in the car for an hour, much less for weeks at a time. But sadly, many families right here in our community call their cars home. Wouldn't it be nice to help them find an apartment or a bed or even a shower? Well, you can by giving to the Salvation Army, where every donation fights for good. Visit givewestwood.org now to help fund housing assistance initiatives for our neighbors most in need.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
Good morning. This is a special edition of the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler, and we are live at the Sheraton National in Tyson's Corner, and we will be here throughout the morning. Special edition of the 10 o'clock hour. Rick Edelman's show will be a special broadcast live from the WMAL Smart Money Retirement Expo. And what is happening today? You may have heard about it during the week, but if you're tuning in and have not heard all the news about what we're doing today, it is the WMAL Smart Money Retirement Expo. And there are over 26 sessions that you can choose from. There are keynote addresses and a number of different topics that you will find of interest wherever you are, whether you're working toward retirement or in retirement. These are very important issues that I think you will find interesting if you stop out today. There are two sessions. One starts at 8 a.m., and the afternoon session starts at 12:30, so you have plenty of time to get out for the afternoon session. Now, one of the big questions that a lot of people have is, how do you generate income from your investments when you're in retirement? Well, that's a question that will be answered today. How about successful investment management? The stock market's doing quite well right now, but suppose there's a dip. Are you prepared for it? Well, there are experts on hand that you can talk to. There are sessions, seminars, and keynote speaking engagements. So it's quite a day that's lined up. If you've thought about estate planning, thought about a will, but really continue to procrastinate, that's something that you can find out about today. There are estate lawyers that will be on hand. Social Security, huge question. You've heard a lot of talk about the future of Social Security. Well, experts that are working on policy and working on the Congress about Social Security will also be here. So it's a very interesting day lined up. Again, a morning session starting at 8. The afternoon session starts at 12:30. It's just $10 to get in. That's a donation. It all goes to the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. And if you come to the morning session, breakfast is included, and there is a lunch that is included in the afternoon session. So it's a great day lined up here at the Sheraton at Tyson's Corner. And that's the one you see when you go down the Dulles Toll Road. So you know where it is on Leesburg Pike. We've also got the Saturday morning update, and we'll be talking a little bit later on this morning with KT McFarland. She, of course, the former Deputy National Security Advisor, will get her perspectives on the relationship of the State Department to the administration. Of course, that's the big topic in the impeachment hearings this week, so we'll ask KT about that from her perch. Also, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will chat with Tony about the Inspector General's report that some of the information has been leaked out, and we'll tell you a little more about that in a few minutes and also get into detail with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer later on this morning. The report is not expected out until December 9th, but there is information that has come out already. Some question marks about the accuracy of that reporting, but we'll talk to Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer about that later on this morning. Also, John Gizzi will join us. We'll get his perspectives on the impeachment, how it is playing in the House, what's the next step for the Democrats. John was on the South Lawn of the White House when the president was speaking the other day, and the president had taken the Sharpie out and had the notepad that all the reporters could see what he was saying. Well, John Gizzi was there, and we'll get his perspective on what that was like. John spends a lot of time on the South Lawn of the White House when the president is headed for the chopper. We'll also talk with John Gizzi about the indictment of the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, indictment announced yesterday. What does that mean? And it's interesting, the Polish president, the iconic Lech Walesa, has really waded in to the Hong Kong situation. He's made comments. John Kizzy did an interview with him this week, and we're going to get the read on what the icon Lech Walesa has to say about Hong Kong and the protests there and his support of the protesters. Cheryl Atkinson joins us a bit later on this morning, and she has a very interesting look at the State Department and career diplomats, and we're going to get her take on that. And Jim Trusty, who is a former DOJ prosecutor, will join us, and we're going to get the real legal aspects of the impeachment hearings and what may come next. So a lot to cover on the Saturday morning update. Again, we are at the Sheraton National in Tyson's Corner, and we got the whole team out this morning. Everybody's here. I mean, Tim's here. Victoria's here. We got the WMAL street team. Anna, Carolyn, Lauren are here. So we've got a great day lined up for you. And hopefully you'll get out for the either 8 a.m. session. And it's, if you haven't planned on that, it's a little late now. But you have plenty of time to get out to the 12:30 sessions. And the afternoon sessions go from 12:30 until 5 p.m. So we hope that you'll take advantage of it. We also have an interesting broadcast lined up between 10 a.m. and 12 noon, and we're going to get into some of the key topics with some of the key experts who will be here today. Vince Colonnaise will be out with us later on this afternoon. He'll be out mid-morning and much of the afternoon, so you can say hello to Vince if you come out, of course, from the WMAO Mornings on the Mall. Eric Stewart will be joining us on the broadcast, probably around 10:45 or so. We'll talk with Eric Stewart on real estate and what that means for your finances. Alzheimer's is such a key issue. We're going to talk with an expert that is doing work on Alzheimer's policy, critically important. What happens with Social Security in the future? And we have several of the key people who are working on legislation and government policy to really ensure the future of Social Security for those of you who are paying into it and certainly want it to be there when it's time for you to claim. A lot of questions as to when the funds begin to run out. We'll get some answers. And also estate law. We were talking about wills earlier. It's an easy thing to put off. You procrastinate something you need to do, but medical directives, those kinds of things. Well, we can answer some of those questions today during the broadcast. So a lot going on, and one thing that's probably critical to virtually everyone that's working is your workplace retirement savings. So 401ks, IRAs, we'll be talking about those as well with an expert on the program between 10 a.m. and 12 noon. So really an action-packed morning and an action-packed day here at the WMAL Smart Money Retirement Expo. We're going to toss it now to Michelle Murray. She's in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
In Montgomery County, the earlier accident on northbound 270 before 28 all cleared away. Travel lanes now open. No problems to report on any other major interstates so far this morning. Beltway looking good all the way around. Earlier road work on 66 westbound in the vicinity of Nutley Street cleared away. Should find lanes open, and so far traffic is moving without delay. Do keep in mind, though, that the ramp from the southbound Fairfax County Parkway to southbound 95 is closed for the weekend for some stormwater pipe repair work. Should you keep that in mind. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, we've got some afternoon rain expected, and the high temperature should be around 46 today. For tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 49. Monday looks sunny with a high of 53. Partly cloudy on Tuesday, high 59. And Wednesday, morning showers with a high of 60. It's 35 right now in the nation's capital, headed to 46 this afternoon. It is the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington Small, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday Morning Update, and we are at the WMAL Smart Money Retirement Expo. And the partners that are involved, of course, Edelman Financial Engines, Rick Edelman, the financial advisor who has been such a fixture and really an icon at WMAL for over 25 years. He will be speaking today. He has put this together with a number of different organizations, including the Funding Our Future Coalition and the Bipartisan Policy Center. And those are some of the experts that we'll be talking policy on later on. And, of course, Rick will be joining us during the 10 a.m. to 12 noon broadcast. So a lot going on today here at the WMAL Smart Money Retirement Expo. Well, the impeachment hearings were the big topic of the week, and a lot of sound bites have come out of it. I think each of the hosts at WMAL sort of has some that they think are relevant and some that you may think people may not have heard. And I wanted to get into some that you may have missed, some of the perspectives that were coming out in the hearings. And the first one, I think, sums it up in a way for the Republican view, and that is from Utah Congressman Chris Stewart. And we've seen Speaker Pelosi and many of the Democrats saying how sad this is that they are pursuing the impeachment and they are forced to pursue an impeachment. But this is Chris Stewart's take on it, Congressman Chris Stewart.
I know we hear these crocodile tears from some of my colleagues who are heartbroken, because they finally have to impeach this president. There's no heartbroken. There's no prayerful tears over this. They're giddy over this.
Jim Jordan has also been very vocal and a staunch defender of the president. And Jim Jordan this week put it in perspective, and this was after the hearings. This was a press conference that he held after the Thursday hearing. And he kind of summed it up from where he saw the president in all of this.
The fact that this new guy who's never been in this town, never been in politics, this new guy came in here and is shaking this place up, and that drives them crazy. They've never accepted the will of 63 million Americans. They've never accepted the fact that Donald Trump won an electoral college landslide, and they are trying to do everything they can. And it was first an FBI investigation, then it was the Mueller investigation, now it's this. They're trying to do everything they can to, as Mr. Green, Democrat Representative Al Green said, impeach him, because they know he's going to win re-election. So that's the unfortunate position they put our country in. I thought Dr. Hill's statement where she said, we got to quit this kind of stuff that is tearing our country apart. That is so true. That what is happening is not good for our culture, not good for our nation, and yet the Democrats do not care. They are bound and determined to do whatever it takes to get after this president. And again, I think the American people see through it. They see that the facts are on the president's side, and they know this process has been entirely unfair. And frankly, I don't know where it goes next. I don't know what they got planned. We'll just have to wait and see, and we'll take some questions.
So that's Congressman Jim Jordan summing it up as he sees it from the president's perspective initially. Now, there was a lot of talk about the aid being held up, and when the aid finally came into play after it was released around September 11th. Well, there had been aid that had been released earlier, and Mike Conaway is a Republican congressman from Texas, and he went through this in the impeachment testimony. And this is Congressman Mike Conaway of Texas asking about the Javelin missiles that had already been released prior to the holdup of the aid.
Russia's interpretation of our support for Ukraine wasn't known until those last 14 days. But the impact on the lethal aid that they already had, should Russia had tried to move the line of contact further west with their tanks, would the lethal assistance that we'd already given been available to them to push back on that?
Yes, it would.
Mr. Morrison, comments?
Sir, I agree with that, but I would also add the hold, as I understood it, applied to Ukraine security assistance, UASI, UASI, and FMF. It did not apply to FMS, and the Javelins were provided under FMS.
Okay, so the most lethal weapon that President Trump provided to the Ukrainians, that President Obama and his national policy, which he set, was available to them should the Russians have pushed their tanks west? The Javelins?
Yes, sir.
Throughout that process, even with the pause, even with all the stuff that was going on?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, it's just kind of interesting to point out that they did get the Javelin missiles prior to the aid being released on September 11th. I don't think that's been out there too much in the media coverage, but that was a clarification from Congressman Mike Conaway with the witnesses in the hearing on Wednesday. The big question mark for a lot of people is, where are the Republicans in this? We are anticipating that the Democrats will take an impeachment vote and will go ahead and impeach the president. The next step, though, is the Republicans in the Senate. So for a barometer on a Republican, I thought it was interesting, some comments from Will Hurd during the hearings. And Will Hurd has not been a huge fan of President Trump. He is a Republican. He is not running for re-election, so he will be leaving the Congress. So he doesn't have to really play to any particular Republican audience. But this is Congressman Will Hurd as he summed up his view of things at week's end.
An impeachable offense should be compelling, overwhelmingly clear, and unambiguous, and it's not something to be rushed or taken lightly. I have not heard evidence proving the president committed bribery or extortion.
So that's Will Hurd. That's a summary of Republican view there. And again, he is one of the Republicans who has not been a huge supporter of everything the president has done, has pretty much been his own man, and is leaving the Congress, so really has no permanent allegiance to everyone. So the question mark is, how's the president doing in all of this? There was a lot of media coverage of his trip out to Walter Reed for what he said was getting started on his physical a little bit early. Well, how does he feel at week's end about the impeachment, where it's going, what's next? Well, he was on Fox and Friends yesterday morning, and this is just one comment from the president.
Crazy Nancy Pelosi, who, by the way, is going to go down as the worst speaker in the history of the House of Representatives. She hasn't done anything. They asked these terrible witnesses yesterday. Again, I don't even know these people. All she's doing is sitting. She's not doing any work for the people. And right. Now it turns out that the whole impeachment thing is
okay,
a scam.
Gotcha. So,
and now on top of it, now you're starting to get some feedback that the IG report is coming out. And I think that will be
explosive.
The greatest political scandal in the history of our country.
So that is some of the sound from this week in the impeachment hearings on Capitol Hill. Now, the story that the president was referring to, and this got a lot of coverage last night, is that Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz is expected to allege in a voluminous report that a former FBI lawyer altered a document related to the surveillance of a Trump campaign aide. Now, it is according to, quote, people familiar with the matter. CNN has reported it. The Washington Post has reported it. The report itself is not due out until December 9th. The Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, scheduled to testify about his findings before the Senate Judiciary Committee on December 11th. The expectation of these early reports, he's expected to conclude that the lawyer's conduct did not change the legal basis for the request to wiretap Carter Page, a former foreign policy advisor to President Trump's campaign, according to one of the sources. And among the most politically charged areas of the review is whether the FBI abused its surveillance authority due to bias against the president. And while the report is expected to be sharply critical of the Bureau, the New York Times reporting on Friday that the Inspector General is not expected to conclude that top FBI leaders acted out of bias. So there will be a lot of speculation, a lot of unnamed sources with their particular spins and reads on the Inspector General's report. I think we should wait until December 9th when the official report is released. It's 6:26. This is the Saturday Morning Update, live from the WMAL Smart Money Retirement Expo.
Looking around your business, I see tablets, laptops, the printer, smartphones. They're all connected to the internet?
They're all connected. We're very digital friendly.
Can your network handle all those devices?
Sometimes.
Comcast Business runs on the nation's largest gig speed network, so you can get the bandwidth you need to power all your connected devices at the same time.
That would be so productive.
It's time to take your business beyond with super fast internet at an amazing price. Get started with 200 megabit internet and voice for $99.99 per month for 2 years. And for a limited time, we'll upgrade your speed to 300 megabit internet for a year at no additional cost. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New business customers only. Limited to Comcast Business Internet. 200 megabits per second and one mobility voice line. Internet speed increases to 300 megabits per second for first 12 months. 2-year term agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change.
Are kids better off in an intact family? You bet they are. This is Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Kids living in a household with married parents do better in school. They're emotionally healthier, and they're more likely to stay out of trouble with the law. If you're in a troubled marriage, of course you should do everything you can to save your marriage, if only for your kids' sake. This includes considering alternatives to divorce. Of course, in some circumstances, divorce is unavoidable. In either case, if you're a man facing a crisis in your marriage, let us help you at Cordell & Cordell. Remember, we're the partner men can count on.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in Falls Church.
It is the WMAL Smart Money Retirement Expo. We are live at the Sheraton in Tyson's Corner. And coming up this morning, the keynote address for the morning from Rick Edelman. Very interesting topic, the impact of longevity on your financial planning strategies. What does that mean? Well, what that means is that we are all living longer thanks to advances in medicine, neuroscience, the nanotechnology advances, biotechnology, bioinformatics, life expectancy, and what that means is people are going to live longer, which means they're going to be in retirement longer, which means they will need more retirement savings. How do you deal with all that? Rick Edelman discusses that this morning. It's just one of the presentations here live at the WMAL Smart Money Retirement Expo.
So, for this all-Italia recipe, take a bowl, fill it with a large portion of history, add a touch of Italian fashion, a drop of blue sea, all at the perfect temperature, then take a pinch of Italian fun, a little bit of dolce vita, garnish with gondolas and the Colosseum, and it's done.
Now, take Alitalia's nonstop flight from Washington to Rome and enjoy the full flavor of Italy. And thanks to convenient connections, a taste of Europe, too. For further information, visit alitalia.com.
Buenissimo, isn't it?
In the news at 6:30, President Trump says he does not expect to be impeached, claiming that Democrats have, quote, absolutely nothing incriminating, despite days of public testimony by witnesses who said that Trump withheld aid from Ukraine. Trump told Fox and Friends on Friday, quote, I think it's very hard to impeach when they have absolutely nothing. Trump said if the House did vote to impeach him, he would welcome a trial in the Senate. A U.S. federal judge has awarded a Washington Post journalist and his family nearly $180 million in their lawsuit against Iran over his captivity and torture while being held on internationally criticized espionage charges. U.S. District Judge in Washington entered the judgment late Friday in the case filed by Jason Rezaian and his family. He was one of the prisoners freed by Iran in 2016 after 544 days in a swap between the U.S. and Iran just as Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers came into force. Prosecutors say a political fundraiser who funneled foreign money into U.S. elections offered more than $6 million to silence witnesses. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles made those claims Friday, just before Emad Zuberi pleaded guilty to tax evasion and campaign finance violations. He's a venture capitalist. He's been under federal scrutiny over large political contributions, including donations to the inaugural committees of both President Barack Obama and President Donald Trump. A former FBI lawyer is being investigated for allegedly altering a document related to surveillance of a Trump campaign advisor in 2016. That's according to a person familiar with the case and published news reports, the Associated Press confirming reports by CNN and the Washington Post that the finding will be in a report the Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz will release on December 9th on early stages of the FBI's investigation into Russia's election meddling. Time for a check of the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
So far, traffic is moving well on the Capitol Beltway throughout Maryland and Virginia. No troubles to report right now as you make your trip on 66 from Centerville to the Beltway. Earlier road work westbound at Nutley Street all cleared away. In Montgomery County, the earlier accident on 270 northbound before 28 all cleared. Your travel lanes are open. Keep in mind this weekend that the ramp from the southbound Fairfax County Parkway to go southbound on 95 is closed for road work until 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks like afternoon or evening rain today with a high of 46. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 49. Sunshine on Monday, high of 53. Tuesday looks partly cloudy with a high of 59. We'll be up to 60 on Wednesday with a chance of morning showers. 35 right now in Washington, headed to 46 this afternoon. And it is 6:33 on the Saturday morning update.
Amy!
Okay, Kevin, I'm here as a friend, but also as a professional. I need to inspect your Wi-Fi network security.
Well, we have Xfinity XFi, so we know when devices are protected from threats.
Okay, smarty pants. Let's see if you know everything that's connected and protected, shall we?
Okay.
This smart speaker?
Connected and protected.
This baby monitor?
Connected and protected.
Okay, but what about this?
Amy, that's a ferret.
What? Hello.
With Xfinity XFi, if it's connected, it's protected. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $34.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. Now with even more download speed. Plus, ask about enhanced security for safer browsing and more. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Ends 12-8-19. Restrictions apply. New performance Internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Within every day, there is a moment that takes our breath away. From luxurious days, afternoons spent in sumptuous spa suites, cashing in on the biggest payout, or basking in thrilling shows at the Hall at Live. Moments like these last through lifetimes. Live Casino and Hotel. Seize every moment. Just off the BW Parkway. Visit livecasinohotel.com for details. Must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Sarah. How can I help?
You know why they call it Black Friday, don't you?
No. Why do they call it Black Friday?
Because you're about to go out and buy a whole bunch of new things, and there's no place to put them because the house is already stacked to the rafters with junk.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
I know. Why do you think I'm calling? Can you be here in 90 minutes?
Sure, we can do that. We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
And you don't charge extra for after hours or weekends or holidays, right?
That's right. No extra charge.
Black Friday, here I come. Let's make this junk disappear, Sarah.
We're on our way.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK and spring cleaning can happen whenever you want.
We bring the springtime with us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
It's the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. We're at the Sheraton Tysons Corner, and we're here early for the WMAL Smart Money Retirement Expo. And it's a day-long event, a lot of very important and detailed information for your financial planning, retirement planning. You can find out a lot more about it at SmartMoneyRetirementExpo.com, and we hope to see you sometime today here at the Sheraton. But right now, we're going to talk with James Trustee. You've seen him on CNN and Fox a lot recently. He's with IFRA Law here in Washington. 28 years as a prosecutor. He was the chief of the organized crime and gang section at the United States Department of Justice. Jim, it's good to have you back with us on WMAL.
Thanks, Rick. Good to be here.
We've seen 2 weeks of public hearings now in the impeachment inquiry process, and I wanted to get your perspective as a prosecutor on the difference between legal standards that you would find in a courtroom and the quote-unquote rules that we've seen in the House hearing. As an example, is presumption or assumption enough to remove a president?
Yeah, I agree with putting quotes around the word rules because it seems pretty flexible depending on what Chairman Schiff wants to get to. But, I mean, look, it's very foreign to have the type of proceedings that we're seeing right now. You've got a bunch of witnesses that are highly educated, very opinionated, very well-spoken, and they're all too happy to pontificate about what's on their mind. And so at the end of the day, what they're doing is giving opinion testimony or hearsay testimony about a phone call for which we have a working transcript. So for people that are used to having, you know, a judge serving as a gatekeeper to make sure evidence is reliable, and people that are used to rules of evidence and procedure, this is totally foreign. It's completely unlike what you have in a courtroom. And one thing that I don't think anybody's really made mention of is sequestration. Like normally in a trial, even in a civil trial with a very small amount at issue, the witnesses aren't allowed to sit there and listen to each other or review transcripts of each other's testimony. Here you've got people sitting in tandem, you know, listening, watching, reacting, and getting the benefit of that kind of non-sequestration over and over again. So, again, I think a lot of what we've seen that's considered important for this trial wouldn't even be admissible in a regular proceeding.
Your point on the non-sequestration is a very important point and one that I haven't heard from the pundits in the coverage that I've seen on this. We've seen an awful lot of presumption and assumption in these witness testimonies. The question is it enough to remove a president, and would it even stand up in a court of law?
Well, certainly not the latter. I mean, you're not going to get convictions based on witnesses saying, I assumed the following or I presumed the following. And again, in a normal proceeding, a gatekeeper, a judge would say, yeah, you can't do that. And so we wouldn't even have that information before the finder of facts. The problem here is it's a political process, and you know, by definition it is, but we've gotten pretty far away from the original constitutional requirement that you have bribery, treason, high crimes, or misdemeanors. And so it's kind of anything goes, and that's the problem, is that you know, when you don't have a gatekeeper, when you've got a prosecutor who's acting as judge and executioner all at the same time, he can pretty much decide what evidence is fair game and what isn't, and again, pretty foreign to what you see in a courtroom, but not necessarily foreign or objectionable when you talk about impeachment.
For those that have watched portions of the hearings, I think they probably have formulated opinions of the witnesses, especially this week. They spent their careers in various roles in the diplomatic arena,
And it seems kind of like they're all on the same team. And I got a sense that they're probably somewhat territorial and protective of their turf when the renegade president comes in, who is elected to shake things up in all areas of the government.
I think that's a pretty fair characterization of it. I mean, look, these are people that are, you know, very intelligent and have a lot of experience, but they have this kind of culture of conceit. And what I mean by that is they all seem utterly convinced that they themselves, not anybody else but themselves, are indispensable to U.S. foreign policy. And I think you saw them kind of rally around each other. And there were several moments that I thought were just striking in terms of the self-importance. I mean, the first one, although he was maybe the last witness, Mr. Holmes, who has about 30 seconds worth of pertinent testimony, although pretty much all hearsay, gave a 40-minute opening statement. I mean, that to me tells you the whole story, that he barely has anything to say, but he's happy to hold court for 40 minutes and talk about how good he is. Mr. Kent, the first witness from the whole proceeding, he kind of captured that attitude as well. He came out with a smile and a bow tie and said, "I'm the third George Kent in a row to be an ambassador." Well, that might impress the cocktail party circuit, but it wouldn't really resonate with a lot of normal folk that, you know, oh, you're so privileged that you've been an ambassador, as was your dad, as was your grandfather. One of the witnesses even said something about, you know, people think it's all cocktail parties. And I remember laughing at the time saying, well, it is a lot of cocktail parties and, you know, methinks you protest too much. So a lot of these types of comments about their bona fides, their pedigree, you know, would likely impress the people they run with. But for the rest of us, it kind of smells like a privileged class. And they were certainly disrupted by this guy coming in that didn't give them the deference that they all thought they deserved.
It was a week of a lot of supposed bombshells in the media, which mostly turned out to be duds. Democratic talking points are obvious, and one of those talking points now is that President Trump's actions are worse than those of President Nixon that forced his resignation. As a former prosecutor, what do you make of that comparison?
Well, it's a bit much. I mean, if you think about it, you know, with Nixon, you basically had the president covering up a presidentially approved burglary, right, of political rivals. With Clinton, you had basically Monica plus DNA plus sworn testimony by Clinton that was false. So those were pretty easy to understand scenarios, at least as they unfolded, where you pretty much knew the facts and you pretty much knew the crime. Here you've got President Trump mentioning Biden, and even though the Ukrainian president had no idea aid was being held up, it's being called a crime. And, of course, you notice people keep shifting on what the crime supposedly is. But I always think about, you know, what if the president had just gotten on the phone and said, listen, Zelensky, you ran on an anti-corruption platform. It's really important of all of us that you pursue that vigorously. Do your job no matter where it takes you. Even if Americans get swept into it, you do what you're supposed to do. If he had said that, I don't think anybody would even have a straight-faced argument that there was something wrong with that call. That might have been the perfect call that President Trump has described. And, yes, he mentioned Biden, and a lot of people give that pause, and they should. And it may be bad form, but it really isn't the grime, and it really isn't the type of stuff that should lead to impeachment if you look at it fairly. And what they've done is they've created this kind of cheapening of the impeachment process where it's really just a referendum. There's a whole bunch of people that don't like the president, a whole bunch of people that do, and they're kind of fighting it out as a referendum as opposed to anything remotely like a criminal trial.
Jim Trusty, attorney at IFRA Law here in Washington. Jim, thank you so much.
All right, thanks.
6:43, time for a check of the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Traffic is moving well on the Capitol Beltway throughout Maryland and Virginia. No troubles to report right now as you make your trip on 66 from Centerville to the Beltway. Earlier road work westbound at Nutley Street all cleared away. In Montgomery County, the earlier accident on 270 northbound before 28 all cleared. Your travel lanes are open. Keep in mind this weekend that the ramp from the southbound Fairfax County Parkway to go southbound on 95 is closed for road work until 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, we're looking for some late afternoon rain, early evening rain with a high of 46. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high 49. Sunshine Monday, high 53. Tuesday, big travel day, partly cloudy, high 59. Wednesday, a bigger travel day. Morning showers with a high of 60. 35 now in Washington, heading to 46 this afternoon. 6:44 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Thanks for being with us on the Saturday Morning Update. Rick Fowler here. Cheryl Atkison joins us each week. She is the host of Full Measure. That's tomorrow morning, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. She has authored Stonewalled and The Smear. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning.
Some Americans glued to the television to watch the testimony and the hearings and the impeachment inquiry. We saw a week of witnesses of career State Department and people in the diplomatic field. And I think we've all drawn conclusions, and I think you had some observations, and you're actually, you have an article coming out at The Hill over the weekend?
I think so. I think it'll be published. I've already written it, and I basically think, in the big picture, what we saw were U.S. diplomats who admitted that they believe they, rather than the U.S. president, have the ultimate authority to determine our foreign policy. And if the president doesn't go along well, they think he's wrong or he's a traitor or he's to be taken down. And I think what they didn't mean to do, but what they did was they made the case for President Trump's mantra that we need to drain the swamp.
I always try and think how the president would be thinking. What's in his mind? What is prompting him to do things that raise his eyebrows sometimes? And I get this sense, if he was surrounded by people like the diplomats that we saw this week, he may have gotten frustrated. He may have said, I'm never going to get anything done because these folks are on the same team and they're just resisting whatever I want to do. And then he has to start taking a different course to get done what he wants to do.
Well, that's exactly what I thought. It seemed to me the diplomats made clear they're used to the president, whoever it may be, going along with what they tell him to do. They don't quite know what to do with somebody who has his own mind. And they didn't seem to question that President Trump was genuine. In fact, they thought his concern about corruption and his skepticism of the new president of Ukraine was genuine because they said they thought that could be overcome if they got the two men together. So that's them acknowledging it wasn't a political difference, you know, a demand for some sort of investigation against a political rival that was holding them up. They were admitting they thought President Trump didn't like or didn't trust yet this new president, and they were trying to convince him otherwise. And it was hard not to notice that they never spoke in a testimony about executing the president's foreign policy, which the Constitution says is how it works. He's the man in charge. Instead, they kept talking about as if their primary mission was to advocate for Ukraine and to try to make Trump see things their way. Now, maybe they're right about him, maybe they're not. Doesn't matter in terms of the president has the ultimate call. He can appoint Rudy Giuliani under our system. He can appoint anybody he wants in secret, above board of the public. He can do whatever he wants for foreign policy. And that simply drove them mad that he was doing things outside the chain. And I agree with you. I try to think what both sides are thinking at the time. I think these diplomats are well-meaning, hardworking. They think they're right. And I think President Trump saw that, like you said, he's surrounded by people that aren't executing his foreign policy or his wishes, which they admitted. And I'm not sure where that goes. I mean, I was thinking of making a list of the admissions that these diplomats made that they obstructed or acted contrary to what they believe the president's wishes to be. And I'm not even sure that's allowed. You know, for example, they knew he wanted to commit the president of Ukraine to a corruption investigation by making him say so publicly. They thought, everybody thought he might be more committed to do so if he did it. And yet the diplomats said they made it their business to make sure that didn't happen behind the president's back. So I think these are like little subplots that didn't get much attention, but they really stuck out to me.
There was one paragraph in the testimony where one of the witnesses said, the Ukrainians have had a history of making commitments in private and not following through on them.
Right.
Which is why, likely why, the president wanted to have it in public, not to necessarily embarrass the Bidens, but to have it out there that there was a commitment to corruption.
Well, and then if you look at one by one, when they were asked, was the Biden situation problematic, the fact that a company under corruption investigation that everybody believed was corrupt, somebody took a bribe to stop the investigation, and then the company hired Vice President Joe Biden's son and other notables, they all thought that was a potential conflict of interest or the appearance of one. Nobody said otherwise. That's what President Trump thinks. They all said Burisma, the gas company involved, needs to be investigated today, which is what President Trump was saying. And that they started saying that under President Obama. It just never happened. They all said that Ukraine is rife with corruption, as President Trump was saying, and he just was not immediately on board, immediately convinced that the new president was going to turn things around. Apparently, the diplomats were. So, I don't know. It didn't sound unreasonable to me at all, and I think people who support Trump rather than the other way around would expect him not to hand out foreign aid or hand out money so easily or be so easily convinced just to throw money out the door. That's his M.O., until he becomes more convinced he's going to get something for it, or the Europeans are going to help more, or there's some assurance of a corruption investigation.
You know, the irony is this all started because Trump saw a video of Joe Biden saying that I'm holding up the aid if you don't fire the prosecutor. I'm holding $1 billion back unless you fire that prosecutor in the next 6 hours, which sounds like quid pro quo.
Well, you know, I wrote about this. Quid pro quo are an expected part of foreign policy and foreign policy aid. It's more controversial that over time if something is not expected, when there aren't preconditions for things, for White House meetings and foreign aid. That's what's controversial, not having preconditions. There are always preconditions. So you have to ask the question, if there's a question to be asked, were the preconditions or were the quid pro quo improper? And instead, everybody just kept saying, was there a quid pro quo? Well, quid pro quos, again, are inherent in most of our foreign policy. And that's exactly what Vice President Joe Biden said he did. So, again, the question with him as well, was that improper in both cases? So if you think just the mere existence of a precondition is wrong, well, you saw Joe Biden say he set preconditions. And, you know, it's just playing the substitution game. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, I know you have a story tomorrow on Ukraine on Full Measure. And also, you're covering a story on anti-Semitism in Sweden. Now, we've heard that it's on the rise, anti-Semitic attacks on the rise in the U.S., but tell us about the situation in Europe.
Well, across Europe, people may know that after they've admitted so many mostly Muslim refugees, especially in 2015, but even before that, it's created culture clashes all across Europe, and particularly in Sweden, and especially in a town called Malmo, where we visited and learned that they've really had a lot of problems with anti-Semitism, not just from Muslim extremists, but also from white supremacists. So the Jewish congregation there's only one synagogue. They're getting it from all sides. They've gone down from a peak of several thousand members to like 400 now. They get bombed and attacked, meaning the buildings. They've had attacks of Jewish people in Malmo for hanging an Israeli flag. They've had all kinds of terrible things. People saying Heil Hitler walking down the street. So we're going to meet the rabbi of the synagogue where, you know, you might think they'd put up fences and really hunker down. Instead, he's reached out to the Muslim population there and the Muslim leaders and done some really generous things. And in turn, they've done some very kind and generous things back. It kind of flies in the face of what you might expect. I think it's a great story. It's just so interesting to visit and see what happened when he decided to turn things around. And we'll have that story.
That's just one of the stories tomorrow morning on Full Measure, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. And we'll be watching for your article at The Hill over the weekend. Thank you very much, Cheryl Atkinson.
Have a great weekend. Thanks.
6:53 Saturday morning update on WMAL. We are coming to you live from the Sheraton in Tyson's Corner at the WMAL Smart Money Retirement Expo. And it is a full day of just wonderful information all in one place. And I think, you know, when you look over the 26 sessions that are taking place, the keynote addresses, the panel discussions on critically important topics, we're going to talk a little more about those topics in a minute. But it's a big day here, a little late to get to the 8 o'clock session if you haven't registered, but there is plenty of time to register for the afternoon session. And that starts at 12:30, goes till 5 o'clock. It's a $10 donation that goes to the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, and it includes lunch. So get here around noon, have lunch, and then spend the afternoon in some very, very interesting and important sessions. It's the WMAL Smart Money Retirement Expo, and it's hosted by Edelman Financial Engines and the Funding Our Future Coalition.
Looking around your business, I see tablets, laptops, the printer, smartphones. They're all connected to the internet?
They're all connected. We're very digital friendly.
Can your network handle all those devices?
Sometimes.
Comcast Business runs on the nation's largest gig speed network, so you can get the bandwidth you need to power all your connected devices at the same time.
That would be so productive.
It's time to take your business beyond with super fast internet at an amazing price. Get started with 200 megabit internet and voice for $99.99 per month for 2 years. And for a limited time, we'll upgrade your speed to 300 megabit internet for a year at no additional cost. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New business customers only. Limited to Comcast Business Internet. 200 megabits per second and one mobility voice line. Internet speed increases to 300 megabits per second for first 12 months. 2-year term agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. Their enforcement agents are cracking down this year and can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts. Even your home or business could be at risk over unpaid taxes. It's all true, but it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. The award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best deal possible, protecting your paycheck and your assets from IRS collections. But don't delay, because the IRS is tacking on interest and hefty penalties every single day. So don't wait until it's too late. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Sometimes, traffic keeps us trapped in our vehicles for longer than we'd like. It's hard to be stuck in the car for an hour, much less for weeks at a time. But sadly, many families right here in our community call their cars home. Wouldn't it be nice to help them find an apartment, or a bed, or even a shower? Well, you can, by giving to the Salvation Army, where every donation fights for good. Visit givewestwood.org now to help fund housing assistance initiatives for our neighbors most in need.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
657 WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We're at the Sheraton at Tyson's Corner. It's the WMAL Smart Money Retirement Expo. One news story came out of London I find interesting. You probably heard the uproar this week over Prince Andrew's interview with the BBC. And some of the things he said were just not really consistent with reality, and some of the things that he said about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. And what's interesting is that the Times of London reporting yesterday that Prince Andrew was ordered to move his private offices out of Buckingham Palace. Wow. Now, he did say earlier in the week that he would be formally relinquishing his official duties during that what they call a nuclear interview that he gave to the BBC, but he has been ordered to move his private offices out of Buckingham Palace. Times of London reporting that Andrew's own mother, Queen Elizabeth, gave the Duke of York his walking papers as he continues to face a slew of criticism in the UK. Well, as I mentioned, we are at the WMAL Smart Money Retirement Expo, and we've got a great day lined up for you. And there's really, you know, no matter where you are in life and no matter where you are in career, there's something for everyone here today. Now, as an example, you've heard about AI, artificial intelligence, and robotics, and what they're calling the fourth industrial revolution, and what that could mean for your career. So if you're in a job, that could have a serious impact, and you may feel you're solid now, but in a couple of years, technology could replace your position. So what do you do about that? How do you prepare for that? That's one of the topics that will be discussed today. Also, maximizing your Social Security benefits, critically important for everyone. There's always the big question, when should I start taking it? Well, get answers to your specific situation today. There will be financial advisors here that you can talk to one-on-one, an estate
two estate attorneys will be here as well, and a number of experts on a variety of topics, 26 sessions, and those are just a couple of them. And one that I think is really important is designing the retirement lifestyle that is right for you. And that's an important topic. Everybody wants to live comfortably in retirement. So it's all here at the WMAL Smart Money Retirement Expo. Morning session starts at 8, but you've got plenty of time to come out for the afternoon session. Lunch at noon. Session start at 12:30. Go till 5 o'clock. The Sheraton in Tyson's Corner. The WMAL Smart Money Retirement Expo. 7 o'clock news is next, and then we're back with John Gizzi.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington.
105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.